time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tua the program. We're matching.
We are matching today.
What the hell, Ab? We're all
feeling blue.
I always wear blue. My wife says all the time.
Go blue.
Hey,
that's
can
true.
You not wear... Can you wear another color other than blue?
You look good.
I'm like, all my stuff is blue. I don't know why.
Well, I would imagine half of it is probably free from Michigan.
No, not really.
You love a free shirt.
You do love a free shirt.
I do love a free shirt.
Leroy has free shirts from like boxing trips from 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. It still fits. Good job.
He's looking slim.
He is.
Wow.
Well, you're looking good. But not a lot of people. 8 years.
My prime.
Same thing.
Yeah. We had, when did we first go to our first? We used to go to a lot.
Yeah.
When we had the midday.
Yeah.
I got the missus is very into right now bleep talking English speaking Canelo. Like, she just keeps sending me TikToks of just Canelo talking. She goes, who is this guy who is disrespectful for him? I'm like, that's Edgar Berlanga. He's fighting him in September. He goes, I want Canelo to kick his ass. So we may be having a Canelo watch party at the Tobin house for Berlanga. Apparently she hates Berlanga.
Why, Smithin? Hey,
what?
I'm not 67, you bum.
Okay.
Well, if I was 67, I'd be like, to kick your ass.
Jordo says, you guys should look at Precious Achiuwa's IG.
Uh-oh.
He's walking two lines and set on a leash.
Walking two lions?
There's no way that's real. I'm going to have to look at that.
Yeah, it's strange.
Let's get to headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Our first headline before we get into our training camp update comes from Jeff Darlington of ESPN, who is dealing with a real problem we're having down here in South Florida. Leroy, if you could check your screen here. He tweeted out, here's a first for yours truly, ESPN resident Florida man. Our toilets haven't been effectively flushing the last few days.
Oh.
No idea why until I walked into our bathroom to find this.
Whoa!
Another iguana in the toilet, just like Jalen Phillips, dude.
Damn, dude. Jeff didn't mention what area he lives in, right?
You know why his head is sticking out like that?
Because
of the poop in the toilet. He's like, oh my goodness.
I can't rule it out.
What if he's using the toilet? Actually?
He says he said it tried to go back down the toilet pipe, had to grab it by the tail to pull it out.
Whoa!
Well, I would have just flushed 8 times.
Dude, you can't flush it.
Flush it away.
Your pipes can't take the iguana. That's why it wasn't working effectively, because you got iguana in the pipes.
Damn iguana!
Leroy doesn't believe this. He thinks it's a myth. He thinks the iguanas are roaming around the house and they're going for a swim in the toilet.
I chunked this right underneath the chupacabra or whatever.
You don't believe it.
What? Yeah.
He thinks it's a hoax. You did the same thing with Jalen Phillips. You don't believe that iguanas are crawling through the pipes.
No.
Is it because you don't believe it or you don't want to believe it?
I don't want to believe it.
You might be sitting there.
No. You best believe I give a little looky-loo every time. And look, whether it's real or not, I still look.
That is dangerous.
Stunt season is much better than a snake in a toilet. That's true. Snake would be... Snakes are not fun.
How is she later for this hour?
<It's impossible. laughs> She hobnobs, dude. That's what she's out here
There's
doing.
There's not anybody to hobnob with.
There's nobody here today?
They're in meetings.
10 minutes, though.
Someone's talking to somebody. Unless she's dealing with an iguana in a toilet.
Working on the newsletter. You think so?
Maybe.
I would have put it past this place.
Hard to say. This training camp report is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game?
Yeah.
MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. The best part? You can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Mm. The offensive line. Having a little shifty shifts, you know, put back into the...
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Before you start going through all this.
Shifty shifts.
Yep.
Every camp. There's a lot of movement in the offensive line because they want to see which crew works, how somebody can move around. So they do a lot of movement in the preseason and in camp. It's normal.
Well, the reason they're making shifty shifts is because their center has probably got a broken hand.
Okay, again.
But anyway, right. I want to get to this because I need football guy to tell me some football things here, because I heard a football thing yesterday and I love it. I don't even know what it means, but I love it. But so Liam Eichenberg's now back at center, and apparently Jack Driscoll and Lester Cotton getting time at right guard. All right,
all right.
This is the plan with Aaron
all rise.
Oh,
11-11. Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Bing. I wish you would have got here at 11:05.
Dude, people talk to me and they don't realize. And I try to walk away and I can't.
So Lester Cotton is he says that this offensive line is getting a message from their offensive line coach, Butch Berry.
Oh, manly.
Yeah, man, Butch. Oh, yeah.
Butch.
He does sound very aggressive.
Butch. Here is Lester Cotton.
And when Butch first got here, one thing that he said that kind of stuck with me since he's been here was chop wood, carry water. So we just do the best that we can. We chop wood, and if stuff not going right, we carry water. Water is light when it ain't got nothing that you hold it on to. So that's our mindset. That's what we go with, and we just stick together. Like, we just, you know, whatever happens in the game, of course, the other guys, they get paid too, just like we do. So things gonna happen in the game where you might not like it, but we got to chop wood and carry water.
Hey.
What?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What's that? I think that's like a ninja training. I think I saw that.
That's not what that means.
Yeah. You got a whole buckets of water.
That's
I think.
Not what that means.
Yeah. It has to be.
No.
Ancient Chinese technique.
You know what carrying water means?
I mean, like, you got to carry water for each other?
No.
That means
town to town?
If I look a little plump in the picture,
you carry your own water. Don't have somebody else have to carry your water.
Interesting.
So, for example, Denny used to say that.
Hold your own weight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Denny used to say that.
Carry water, chop wood.
And one day, we had a guy give up a couple of sacks in a game. And so, everybody put a gallon of water in front of his locker. So, we're giving you your water back.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's what that means.
What about the chop wood?
Chop wood. Yeah. Come to work. You
like
come
a lumberjack?
Come to put a day's work in and carry your own water.
Interesting.
Right?
And
carry water. It has no meaning if you don't carry water.
Well, I thought you'd just get thirsty chopping the wood.
Gotta carry water.
But his explanation, nice try. No.
What do you mean, his explanation?
Of carrying the water? No.
Well, he didn't say it right?
No. No, yeah. It's chop wood, carry water.
I don't know, man.
But chop wood means you come do work, and to carry water is you carry your water. Don't have nobody else carrying your water.
Who knew? Apparently, you know, Mike McDaniel's favorite philosopher has gone from Socrates to Butch Berry.
So, but that's what carrying water means. Carrying water means if everybody here's how the whole story goes, right? If everybody carries a cup of water and pours it into the bucket, we got a full bucket, right? And we can keep filling that bucket because everybody else is carrying a cup. If one person has to carry 5 cups, it becomes more difficult to fill that bucket.
Carlos V says, chopping wood, carrying water. Pretty sure that was Mr. Miyagi training for Danielson.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
He did have the buckets of water,
that's
right, to do
I'm
balance.
Saying.
Didn't he have to do that?
Yeah, you're getting the carry water, Leroy, but you're ignoring the chopping of the wood.
No, I'm not. Chopping the wood, coming to work?
Chop Robinson.
Mm.
Oh,
chop,
deep.
Chop.
It's getting deep. Google says it's a Zen quote that means what we do on the outside should not change, even if we were to change on the inside.
And I'm more than sure that's what Butch Berry.
I don't like the way you.
I don't think
up.
Butch Berry knows that. His name is Butch Berry.
That means they're going from the inside to the outside, even if your position changes.
I'm just surprised Butch Berry speaks guard. Above grumbles.
I tell you what,
chop wood, carry water.
All offensive line coaches. Very aggressive, except
eat glass.
For Kurt.
Kurt Ferentz.
Kurt Ferentz.
Seemed like a very pleasant man.
He very pleasant. Like, it was amazing. Everybody loved him. Hmm. That's how he could keep that job for 20-plus years.
Dade South says, Leroy carried water in those big-ass shoulder pads like a camel.
Jeez.
Like a camel in shoulder pads? You do realize everybody's shoulder pads were that big, right? Yes, they were.
I don't know. You stood out.
Yeah, I need a water break, Leroy, please. Two humps.
Body carrying water.
God, glad I could be the center of your amusement.
You need 1 yard in the desert. I'll give you three.
And I'll quit your thirst. Like, what are you doing? That's some ice cold H2O right there. Vicky Valancourt. That's some quality H2O.
Take a break back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hey, Dan and Shay are bringing their Heartbreak on the Map tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on August 22nd. And we got a chance to win tickets. Just keep on listening to our show for details. This is a Live Nation show. If you guys want to go see Dan and Shay, keep on listening for that. Miami Dolphins on the practice field as we speak. You still got Jalen Phillips out there as he's tuning things up. And spoke to the media yesterday a little bit about his process of coming back. And here was a little bit of Jalen Phillips. He's been trying to listen to everybody in this long rehab process.
Trying not to get too ahead of myself. Obviously, I'm a high achiever, and I want to come back healthy as quick as possible. And so throughout this whole process, I've just been listening to my body, listening to my trainers, obviously, and it's been great so far. Been definitely been great.
Yeah. It's doing the sometimes you got to listen to your body, just like Mark Jackson said.
Not now, buddy.
Not now. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tell you what. Beating science right now, dude.
He is beating science.
Beating science.
He's beating science.
Not yet.
He's beating science. Beating science.
He's ahead of science right now. He's leading science. Okay. You got to admit.
You got to at least admit that
he's up by 15 on science.
Hold on.
This is a Noah Lyles
of
science.
Can I just make
100 meter.
One small point here to you two idiots?
Hmm. Wow.
Tell me where he should be at this point.
Right now?
Yeah.
Where should
if he was behind science neck and neck with science?
If he was on schedule,
right.
Where should he be?
Aqua
doctors.
Bike.
Oh, yeah. Bike.
Yeah.
Remember that ladder video? Right there.
Yeah. Aquarobics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Water polo.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. And you notice why?
That's science.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's your science.
No.
That's not the actual science.
If you go to the regular schedule of science.
No.
Yeah.
But he's ahead.
You're making these comments.
Almost laughed it.
How do you know he's not right on schedule where they think he should be?
Oh, we know he's a freak. He's a freak. Had a schedule.
All right. Like, the fact that I'm even entertaining these dumb conversations is funny.
Somebody going to match his freak?
What?
Somebody going to match his freak? Probably not.
But what about his nasty?
You seen him on those ladder drills?
Next step, orange jersey.
Oh,
Smeathen says it best.
Hmm?
Counterpoint: Science is kicking Bradley Chubb's ass.
See, that is true. That is,
we don't hear much from that.
Point for Witcher.
Didn't help that Leroy's been fat shaming him already for a year. What? You.
Listen. Periodically in life, right? You want to get in them 34s, but you know damn well you should be in 36s. That's all I'm saying.
I feel attacked.
You ain't wearing no 36s.
One time I did.
Yeah. When you were, what, 12?
12 pounds lighter, yes.
Jalen Phillips, though, did say he cannot give.
I tell you what, we will advertise anything.
What are you talking about?
Mando, Lumi.
What is that? What's Mando?
Isn't that like body deodorant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember one time we
put it. You can put it on your private parts. You can put it on the bottom of your feet.
True.
Whole like, what? Body how about, deodorant.
How about.
I don't know if I like it.
I'm going to just throw this out there, people. Wash your ass.
Yeah.
Just don't use the same.
We can't really talk, though, because we feet. One time tried to convince the company to allow us to advertise Rue Balls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No,
okay.
It was a, all right. Dude.
Everything's a little jokey joke, isn't it?
No. Hey. All I remember is Toby coming in and saying, is this a thing? We got to get a hold of them. Right? Like, so. Like, right. We're like.
They were making change purses out of kangaroo scrotum.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And you're like, we need a liner.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes. How long has that liner gone?
Good day, everyone. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Rue Balls.
Oh, yeah.
Got some change?
Good day, everyone.
Do something strange with your change.
That's a point.
That's good.
By the way, Adele came out. She supported Ray Gun.
That's what I said yesterday. Ooh, yeah.
Supported her.
Effing
so
fantastic, she said.
She didn't say really?
I told you, man. This Reagan's taking over.
She took over so much. Right. Olympics is banned from the next one.
Well, that is.
I mean, the Olympics. Breakdancing is banned from the next one.
Is it
Olympics.
Banned or they just not renew it?
They didn't renew it.
Baseball's coming back.
Yeah. Is it?
Baseball, so basically, Ray Gun. Was her name Ray Gun?
Yeah, Ray Gun.
She basically got a whole sport eliminated by her antics.
I don't think she did. I think she's the only. I think what they realized was, well, if the only thing people care about is her and she's the worst at it,
right?
Then should we really have a sport?
Right. Mm. Well, they do. Like, and I, here's what I can't understand.
She was so bad.
Okay. They didn't have that. I mean, they had that, and not baseball, which is definitely a world sport.
I think there was a year they didn't have wrestling. It's a lot of politics with that stuff.
What's going on?
Anyway, here is Jalen Phillips. He says, can't give an exact date on when he will be back.
You think?
Just playing it by ear. I mean, this is the first time I've practiced with the boys in 8 months. So, you know, it's hard to give you an exact timeline or an exact date when I'm coming back. But all I know is that I feel great. And, you know, I trust my coaching staff. I trust the training staff to get me back into play when they feel like I'm ready.
See, like, here's the thing, though. When you're beating science, you can't tell science when you think you're going to be back.
For sure. Because
then all of a sudden, science then has a target date. So that's the danger of timelines. You don't put a timeline so you can be ahead of it.
That's what I've been saying to you the whole time. There's no timeline.
Nah, but you've been making it seem like his timeline is long. When you say no timeline, you're like, there's no timeline for his return. When really, there's no timeline. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. It's all in tone. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't have the right tone when you said
that. I still believe.
No timeline.
After week four.
No
the fourth game.
This hasn't swayed you at all?
No. No, because.
The practice.
Okay.
Though.
Jackasses. Hmm. They start the season playing 2 games in 4 days. Mm. He ain't playing in any one of those.
Starting week 2. Because then he gets an extra long break.
Wow. Wait, and are we looking for starting? Because maybe he's just thrown into the rotation game one. Gets a snap here and there.
Mm. Slow roll him.
Slow roll him.
Slow roll him.
Let Chop do his thing.
Yep.
Carry water or something.
I hate you guys. Like, the only injury you bring to the table is dead foot, which still questioned your...
Dude, can I tell you the other day?
That's not dead foot, dude.
Yeah. Can I tell you the other day?
Had a scare?
That's not when you sit down too long and you get up and your foot's asleep.
That's not dead foot. Dead foot is when you stub your pinky toe so bad, and then the next day, Dead foot.
Is that what happened to you this week?
I don't think you realize dead foot is a serious thing, and you've just said I stubbed my toe and got dead foot.
I know what dead foot is. I've had dead foot.
Pull up the definition of dead foot. He doesn't realize what dead foot is.
I've had dead foot.
No, you didn't.
I walked like this. Look. Walk like this. That's dead foot.
No. Can you get up and show us? Because we don't see it.
If you had dead foot, you'd be walking like this.
It was kind of like that, but it's inverted. It's inverted. So, like, you have it. It wasn't an out drag. It was an in drag.
What? Switch the route?
What? Well, that's just the way that it bent. It was just like I couldn't bend the ankle all the way because it was shut down by the deadness of the foot.
Paralysis of the muscles involved in lifting the front part of the foot.
Yeah. I already know what dead foot is. I've seen it in fights before.
It's a nerve injury.
You can't lift
happened to Michael
foot.
Chandler
you
one time.
Can't do this. Mm. So if you have dead foot, you can't turn it that way.
That's how it worked.
Michael Chandler dead
foot. Dude, you know, okay, Kaiser Sose, that's how you fuck with dead foot.
Michael Chandler got dead foot in a Brent Primus fight.
Yeah.
That's one of his last,
bizarre foot injury. I don't want to see it though. He's like holding his. Oh, he's very, very. He's in a lot
I'm
of
telling
pain.
You. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, my God.
So, I just respectfully, I know you have more injuries.
Taken to the
I'm
hospital.
I know you have more injuries
I'm
than me.
I'm telling you.
I had dead foot.
You're basically making it sound like you walked around like Kaiser Sose. You put your ring on. You put your watch on.
It lasted for a good 3 days.
How bad did you stub your toe?
Bad, dude. What are you
bad?
You're
kicking for stingrays.
Let me tell you. Hold on.
What are you doing?
This is how you know. That you really stubbed your toe.
Mm?
Did you almost pee on yourself?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Then you have dead foot.
No, but it was, I told you, okay, this is the thing that annoys me. It's not like it was.
Annoys me! Not the you, fact that you're coming up with something that
you're making light of my. You're making light of my suffering, and I don't think it's very nice.
No, I'm making light of your dead foot, because you didn't have.
I had dead foot!
You didn't have dead foot.
Dude.
You didn't have dead foot.
It was. All right, so. Crush.
First of all. We're not on Looney Tunes. Like, injuries don't make...
I'm going to do this for the hand because it's hard for the camera for my audience.
Injuries don't make cartoon noises.
Here was wall, pinky toe. Almost wanted to pee on myself. Little tear in the eye. Then I did the silent scream into the carpet.
Oh, dude,
yeah, it was bad.
He was on the ground.
But then Leroy, you know how they always say, you know, like adrenaline will get you through the game, right? Like that's so the through the day I was in pain, but I got through.
Not if you have dead foot. That's immediate injury.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You don't get delayed dead foot.
Yes, you do. You do.
You
got to give it time to die.
You never heard of delayed nerve damage? That's what happened. Mm-hmm. And so then the next day I woke up. I'm walking like this, you know.
Wow.
Dude, you're the worst. I don't understand.
Are you making that noise?
Like, do you even understand what a rear injury is?
I had it.
No, you didn't. So that is what you brought to the table. Dead foot. Dead foot. That's what you bring to
Stunt Steve is bringing up an old one that I had too, of course.
What's that?
Hashtag Tobin Strong. That's when I had twisted testicle.
Oh,
that was bad.
That's right.
That's a different thing. That's a man problem.
Say that.
It was a bad injury though.
Huh?
You can't dismiss it. It was a bad injury.
No, I'm not. I never said nothing about that. I was like, ooh, that must have hurt.
So don't tell me I don't
but
know
you
about
didn't
rehab.
Have dead foot.
I don't think I can Google.
Well,
that.
I didn't beat science though. Huh? Jalen Phillips beat science. That's why I'm impressed.
No. Okay. You didn't. Yes. Greg Oden of Reporters.
Broken pinky.
It's tough.
What'd you see? Did you just hit yourself?
Pete South said you could have used the Rubal.
I could have. He's right.
But that no.
You think Rubals.com is still open?
I don't know.
I'm afraid of you.
I'd like to, but my computer just rebooted.
Take a break. Back up to the halt.
Still a thing.
Yeah. Feel that chat now. Yeah. Chanda Paul. So me go so then. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Oh, thanks for joining us, guys.
Hey, no problem. We were over there doing the show with Marcos.
Oh, the one that says when we're back from break?
Yeah, Mr. Deadfoot.
He actually doesn't tell you when we're back
from
break.
He doesn't tell you back.
He doesn't
talk to me.
Man, you see the deflectors of blame?
I do see.
Like, they almost should have.
Say nothing. They should have. Continue talking to us.
They should have their own like little superhero duo, Marcos.
The deflectors of blame.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. Hold on. Let's see.
Not like old accountable Tobes.
It's not me.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get to damage is done, my friend.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have run down.
Now I'm not. You just lost an ally.
Come on.
You know, you should have told him when we were coming back from break. Why don't you do some producing?
Oh, wow.
Why don't you do some
producing?
You
see how quickly he turned on you?
Crazy. If they're the deflectors, what am I? I'm not even in their group.
Well, I'm disappointed. Because, you know, I pride myself on my parody songs.
Ooh.
And I think it's time to retire. I think the damage has been done.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I need because to know. There's a new king in town. There's a new sheriff in town. And this guy is Seth, the Super Colts fan.
Oh,
and
God. What?
The damage is done, my friend.
That's so bad.
What do you mean?
Are you really going to play that?
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
Dude. What? Yeah. I thought it was art. It's just like Reagan. You got a bow to greatness sometimes.
He thought he was putting out there.
Sure did. Sure did.
All right.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue.
Let's go.
This is our Colts. Whether win or lose. Show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
Yeah!
It's the nay for me. It's the nay.
You think that was that blue chew?
The horseshoe blue chew? Mm-hmm. That's a show pony right there. If he wants to go use my promo code, he gets a month free.
Exactly.
This is very interesting. He had something specifically against the Broncos. He wants to show them who the true horse is.
I think the Broncos, I think it's a game week specific song.
Oh, so we're going to get more of these potentially.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know if anybody will be that great, though, because you when you prove who the real horse is.
That's cool.
But the damage is done. I can't do it anymore. Oh, you know, like, what's the point when, you know, it's kind of like you just got to bow out. Like, all right, this guy's he's owned the game.
Yep.
You know, in comparison to this, you know, Finn's heaven is nothing. It's nothing.
It was a good run.
It was a good run.
It was a good run on your part. But sometimes someone comes and you realize they're just better, dude. They're just better. That's impressive.
Leroy?
The damage is done, my friend.
The damage is done for you.
I actually have two of them.
Whoa!
Both centered around the Dog Olympics.
Boy. Oh, thank God.
Ray Gun.
Oh!
You single-handedly got a sport eliminated from the Olympics.
I don't like this.
Wow.
Right? And two...
I'm going to be faulted for this.
Well... The damage is done. She can't, like, you don't have to worry about being in the next Olympics. They don't even have your sport anymore.
She brought light to it.
How bad the event was?
No. There was a lot of good ones.
No. And here's the other one.
Hmm?
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out if Jordan Childs got the bronze or not.
She does not have the bronze right now.
What?
Wow.
What?
She's in appeals process.
Wow.
Like, I've never heard anything like that. Because I know in any other sport, they send out a two-minute report. And then it's followed by them's the breaks.
Yeah, but this
are
was
bad.
This was a 4-day later appeal. So, like, this stuff takes a little bit.
No. I think they already said no.
No, I know. But when they first took it back, like, the first time it came back, it was, like, 4 days later after the appeal.
Again,
so.
The damage is already done. Once you take a, once you come back and take... So, every sport, you can do that in the Olympics?
I don't know.
What if they did that with Nor Lyles and go, oh, you know what?
I wouldn't be surprised if Jamaica did try to do that.
Right. No. That's not sports.
Mm.
That's not sports. If you screw up, you screw up. You move on.
Mm.
Right? Just eat it. Now all of a sudden you're fixing it? No. Garbage. Garbage.
Look at that.
Look at that.
That's the kangaroo.
Crouching tiger, hidden dragon.
That is strange.
She's great.
That's the roof.
Damage is done.
I hope she's just
she would have been better off if she tried to break dance with a real kangaroo.
Hey, you just invented a new sport.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
You know how there's like a horse on a stick?
I watched that.
Kangaroo on a stick.
You know, by the way, guess what I watched on TV the other day?
What did you watch?
What's the little thing with the horse?
Show Pony?
No, it's called something. What is it called? The horse with on the broomstick where people run around. What is it called?
That's a sport?
A horse on a broomstick.
It's a sport.
Oh, yeah. That's so bad.
They jump over stuff like real horses.
Yeah,
I've gates and everything.
I've never seen what you're talking about.
I saw it on TV. Hold
yes,
on. The hobby horse. The hobby horse jumping. Hold on. I'm going to let me find this. I was flicking through the channels and I'm like, you have to be kidding me.
This was on ESPN?
Was it on the Ocho?
I don't remember where I saw it. Hobby
I don't remember
horse.
Either.
Pull it up. Hobby horse.
Why are you telling me to pull it up? You just said you were pulling it up.
Yeah, I thought you were going to see. Which I questioned, definitely. But nah, I let it happen.
JFig, what do you got for damages done?
Actually, Marcos, I want you to go. I'm trying to recover some footage.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's fair.
Okay.
My damage is done. Goes to science, dude.
What?
Damage is done.
Leroy told me, and everyone told me, Jalen Phillips would be out for a year.
Yep.
He wouldn't return until week 4, week 5, week 6. I was nervous. Hey. I was scared when we lost Christian Wilkins, and I thought I'd never see Jalen Phillips again. The timeline that I was given when he was injured, irrelevant now, because this man has beaten science. Therefore, the damage is done.
Damage is done.
I will never trust timelines again. I will continue to wrongfully believe that all athletes in South Florida weather recover much faster than every other one.
Wow. Leroy is showing me right now the Finnish Hobby Horse Championships.
Oh.
Can you get to the sport, though? Like, I just see, like, a bunch of B-roll.
No.
That should be the dartboard.
Is that them?
Just for Tobin.
Usually when they hop around there's like different things there.
I gotta tell you though, it's kind of hard. Like you gotta,
what?
Hard? It's kind of hard. Like they're jumping up high. You gotta give them some respect on that. These ladies got hops.
There's also one where there's none of that kind of jumping.
Well, the Finnish championships does not look easy.
That's so embarrassing.
Damage is done, Leroy. You thought you were convinced.
It's ridiculous
that this wasn't a sport. Tobin's interested.
Damage is done.
Breaking is stupider than this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Agreed. Wait.
And so is air rifle shooting. Like, if you told me that this was an actual Olympic sport, I'd buy it. It's pretty hard.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's pretty hard?
Dude, they're getting up there. I'm telling you. Like, I'm watching some of these jumps.
What? There's crying and hobby horsing?
Of course.
Crying?
She's crying.
Why is she crying?
And one girl's petting her horse. Huh. It's a fake horse! What are you doing?
Is she petting it?
Yes!
No.
She was walking up petting the damn horse!
There's no
Get
way.
Yourself on camera.
The Hobby Horse Championship.
Hold on, what happened over here?
I don't know.
Getting crazy over there, man.
Man, I'm telling you what.
What, your computer shut down again?
No, when it reset, it made me have to put everything back in.
So jealous that this guy's not a Dolphins fan.
The Hobby Horse Championships.
Yep.
So how was she petting the horse? I want to see.
She had the stick with the horse head, and she was going like this.
When she won or something?
Typically how like you would pet Scooby, she's petting the horse.
Yeah.
That's you know how, at least Scooby's alive. And
that's kind of my
that's
point.
That's my point!
That's my point, okay. JFig. Like, you're asking, like, how is she petting it? Like, she pets it like if it was a real horse.
Very,
I wonder,
very
how
strange.
Did that all come about? Like,
someone
are you talking about like, stupid events?
I think your answer is Finland.
Really?
Someone decided we should make this.
I'll tell you what. It's daytime 24 hours. It gotta be.
Would you make fun of it if you saw Barkov in the crowd?
Yes, I'd make fun of him.
Why?
Yes, I would.
What if he got really insulted? What if he started crying?
Not. What if Barkov had a hobby horse on a hockey stick?
No.
To me,
I'd make fun of him.
The peak would be seeing Joker out there. Like, I bet on every horse.
If you had to bet, like, Joker's probably got, like, a horse bedspread, right?
Yeah, I'd say. I'd definitely say he has, like, a little cowboy hat when you go home.
If I picture, like, his Serbian mansion, I picture, like, the horse walks in from the stable. Like, he can go right into his room.
It's big enough. He has enough money at this point.
Of course.
I saw that his horse won as well.
Like, you know he's so tired. Like, his brothers are forcing him to keep playing. He's just like, but they want to be with horse.
You know why? He has to cover their gambling debt.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, Nikola Jokic just came out this year and just is like, I retire from basketball. I just want to be with horse.
I mean, would you be shocked?
No. Right. But, like, if he really just truly told you, he goes, I've done everything there is to do. I've taken my country. We've meddled for the first time.
Right.
I've won a championship. I have enough money to live like a king in Serbia with my horses forever. I don't want to do it anymore.
Right.
I mean, he can retire right now and have a better career than a lot of people have ever had.
Of course. Three-time
MVP. He'd be a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
Right? Just live with horses.
Like, that goes to show you right there. You remember what everybody said about him? Too slow. Mm-hmm. Everything is immeasurable.
Famously drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
Right. He was the second round.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So that goes to show you right there.
What a steal.
Like, watch him play basketball. Watch him play football. Watch him play baseball. Get more of your decision and evaluation based on how they actually play the game.
Do you think he's like the only guy that gets stressed out when they come to him with an extension? He's like,
8 more years?
More.
Joker?
No.
We want to give you a $400 million 5-year max.
Oh, 5 years.
And then the brothers are behind him. He goes, you sign. You sign.
He gets bullied by me.
He's just like, you just see like the brother with the neck tats is just like pounding his fist. You sign. Now, 5 more years.
They did pick him up like a baby when he was a shit.
No, that big brother that is strange. Terrifying.
It's great.
Because I don't care how big Joker is. Yeah. He's probably picked him up since he was a little child.
Yeah. Same way. Same way the whole time. Leroy, you're gone. Leroy, you're back.
I was telling her to switch me, but there, because I'm back to...
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
I'm glad that it cooperated.
Multiple angles of Leroy.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.